remember being in college and in my master's program and thinking to myself, man, I wish I could just remember everything and absorb everything that's being taught in this particular class. It was so interesting. So I was already a bought-in learner. Wanting to be able to recall the information later was a completely different story. When you are teaching, you want to make sure that transfer can happen for the learner. As an engaged learner myself, I only recalled a portion, a small portion of the content, but we can help our learners increase how much they recall by adding in interactivity and engagement, not games for the sake of games, but activities that teach the content. Another way to increase the transfer of knowledge is by taking it not just from a knowledge piece, Bloom's taxonomy, it goes knowledge, comprehension, application, synthesis, analysis, evaluation. Well, the reality is we want to take the learner not just from that knowledge piece and comprehension piece, but into the application piece. If you allow them to apply what you want them to use back on the job while they're in class with you, they will have a far greater opportunity to practice and learn it and know it so that when they go back on the job, they'll actually use it because they've already had that opportunity. They know what they're supposed to do with it. Also, another way to help with increasing the transfer of knowledge is by making sure that you have job aids. Job aids allow the content to live beyond the class. So if you're going through the 8 steps to instructional design, having those 8 steps on a job aid that someone can take with them and have with them and have questions that are a checklist of some sort that allow them to test themselves after the class is over can really help to solidify the content and help them to do it accurately. There's nothing worse than learning something and thinking you got it, getting back on the job and applying it the way you thought you were supposed to, and then realizing that step 17 in the process, you obviously misunderstood because the process is now broken. So we want to make sure that the transfer is accurate, that knowledge is being used back on the jobs, and you can do that by giving them opportunities to practice in the classroom, keeping them engaged, having them do the work, and ultimately giving them a job aid so they can test themselves when they're back on the job. Thanks for listening to this episode of Creative Training Techniques. I'm Becky Plouffe with the Bob Pike Group.